Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It's time for the DraftKings Star of the Week. Worked so well last week, let's do it again. It's Stephon Diggs. Ron Johnson, Vikings Game Day Live, Wobby, Vikings.com. This is the winning formula, and we begin with this. Which Lions do we get today? The new school Lions who think they like to go to the playoffs, or the old school Lions who never went to the playoffs? First question, better helmet and why? Old school or new school? Wobby.
Old school because it reminds me of Barry Sanders, and I don't like anything about the current Lions.
I'm going to say new school. I'm from Detroit, and I hated that because they always let me down and lost a game.
That's nice.
Some way, somehow.
Doesn't matter.
I like the new helmets.
Blue does not look good in U.S. Bank Stadium either way.
Ain't no doubt. Honolulu Blue, Ron Johnson, Wobby, winning formula. Here we go. Speaking of the Detroit Lions, for a Vikings defense that is off to a terrific start, who truly is a greater pass-catching threat in this game? Is it running back Theo Riddick or wide receiver Golden Tate?
I'm going to go with Golden Tate. Clearly right now, last week, 10 reception games, so far 21 catches, already targeted 27 times this season. So we clearly know Stafford wants to go to him. He doesn't have Megatron anymore, so Golden Tate has become his golden boy.
Well, can't we eliminate him by just like X marks the spot, then he's out of the game?
Yeah, this just in, we have the best cornerback in the NFL, and his name is Xavier Rhodes. And that means Golden Tate can just stay in the hotel room this weekend because he isn't going to matter. It's Theo Riddick. When Theo Riddick plays a full season, he catches everything that comes his way. 80 catches in 2015.
Ooh.
Really, really good. 2 5 catch games against the Vikings. Now, the good news, we have Anthony Barr, who put an L on Le'Veon Bell a couple of weeks ago in the passing game. I think he can do that to Theo Riddick, too.
Next, Danielle Hunter, Minnesota Vikings. No sacks, no tackles for loss through 3 games. Is Danielle Hunter off to a slow start?
I don't think so. I think when you look at Danielle, they may have asked him to play some contain against Ben Roethlisberger and Jameis Winston. Let's also remember how hard it is to sack the quarterback. I mean, last year's number one sack defense was Arizona, and they got a sack on 8% of the passing snaps. You reduce that to 4 or 5 rushes per snap. I mean, it's hard to get to the quarterback.
Like it.
Sacks come as a function of playing good defense. The Vikings are playing good defense, so they will come in numbers.
I'm not going to say he's turtle slow, but it's slow. Last year, 3 games, 3 sacks in his first 3.
Right.
Now, granted, he's starting. He's playing a lot more. We know that. But yes, it's a slow start for Danielle. 12.5 sacks last year. He has to pick it up. I know he can do it, though, because at some point, they're going to start paying attention to Everson and B-Rob.
That's right.
And Everson's going to come free.
I'm telling him you said that, by the way.
Danielle's going to come free.
The Vikings pass rush. Let's get a grade. A through F. Vikings pass rush through 3.
I'm going to go with a B. I'm not going to give it an A. They have 5 sacks, which is middle of the road. And a lot of their statistics in the passing game are middle of the road-ish. But the reason it's not a C, it's better than that, is because a lot of these quarterbacks, especially Drew Brees, are getting their numbers when the game is in hand for the Vikings. So I think the passing defense and the pass rush is getting the job done early. Brees didn't have 100 yards passing until the 3rd quarter in week 1.
I was going to go with B minus, but I'm leaning towards B plus now. And the reason I say that is because if you look at the passing game, it's coverage sacks a lot of times. It's nobody to throw the ball to. So hats off to Xavier Rhodes, the number one cornerback in the NFL. But I think they're doing a good job. Like you said, they're having to have contained a lot of times the quarterbacks, and they're shutting down guys like Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, and then now Jameis Winston. And now they have another big task in Matthew Stafford.
Ron Johnson, Vikings Game Day Live, Wobby, Vikings.com, Paul Allen. On behalf of all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, thank you for watching Vikings Game Plan, and have a great day.